Okay, we're doing Zayin Amud Bet to Chesed Aleph today. Just the context. This is the fourth teaching of Nachum Hamadi that were rejected by his colleagues. And then we're like, oh, you're giving him such a hard time. So Abai was like, no, there's one teaching that we accept. And what's that? That Shoal Tzrachav V'acharkach Hispala. The first person should ask for their own needs, and then they should praise God and daven the Amida. So his colleague said, that's not true. So we don't hold like that because of Nachum Hamadi. It's actually the Chachamim, that's their opinion. So what's the context? So the Tanya, we have a Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shoal Adam Tzrachav V'acharkach Hispala. A person should ask for their needs. And then they should daven. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Tfilah ani kiyatov, v'fnei Hashem yishpo sicha. The tefillah for a pauper will enwrap them, and before God I will pour forth my speech. And the Gemara says, Ein sicha ela tefillah. Sicha is a reference to tefillah, as we know from the pasuk Shneamar v'yatzei Yitzchak lasuch basada. The Gemara brachas teaches us. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's position. Rabbi Yeshua Omer yispal v'acharkach yishal tzracham. No, first you daven shpor esrei, you praise God, and then you ask for your own personal need. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Eshpoch lefanav sichi, sarati lefanav agid. That first I pour forth my sicha before God, presumably meaning I'm going to praise Him, and then sarati lefanav agid. Then I will talk about my own personal needs. Eliezer nami haktiv eshpoch lefanav sichi. So, but the problem is that what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Because for Rabbi Eliezer, it also says eshpoch lefanav sichi. So the Gemara says hachi kamar eshpoch lefanav sichi bizman sheret sarati lefanav agi. When will I go ahead? Like, how do you read that pasuk? Because it doesn't give you the sequence; it just gives you two statements. So the Eliezer says, "Oh, when do I praise God and damish monastery? Only when I've already given forth my own personal needs." Yeshua nami haksiv. Also, Yeshua, what do you do with Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk? Tefillah liyaniki. This is what he means it to say. When is it going to be a tefillah lani, a tefillah for the poor person? When already beforehand, lifnei, you have prayed to God your thing. So the Gemara says, then these are both ambiguous psukim. There's no clear direction either of them. Michti cry lo kamar daiki, lo kamar daiki. You can't bring any proof from them. So it must be, says the Gemara, there's something else that they're arguing about. But my kimifugi, what are they actually arguing about? Kedidarish Rav Simlai. So this is based on a teaching of Rav Simlai in Brachos, the Darsh Rav Simlai, La'olam Yisadar Adam Shvacho Shal Makom Ve'acher Kach Yispalal. The first person praises God, and then they pray and ask for their need. Based on what? Minolan, Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Who we learn from? Who's the paradigm? Moshe Rabbeinu. Shdiksiv, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem Elokim Atah Hechilos Leharos Es Avdecha. In Parsha V'Etchanan, Moshe Rabbeinu davens to God, says, God, now you've only begun to show your servant all of your majesty and your greatness. V'Ksiv Batrei Evorna Veres Aretz HaTova. Meaning first Moshe praises God, and only then does he make the request to let him go into Eretz Yisrael. So the paradigm for Moshe is, first you praise God, then you daven. Now we're in Chesem and Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Yalfina Mi Moshe. Rabbi Yeshua says, Moshe is the paradigm. Eliezer Savar, lo yalfina mi Moshe. You don't learn from Moshe. Now, why not? Moshe is one of the greatest of all time. How can we not learn from Moshe? So the Gemara says, Shiny Moshe, the Rav Guvrai. He was a tremendous individual. He had, as Rashi explains, in the Rav Guvrai, that his actions, his ethics, his integrity, his wisdom was so great that he was accurately and precisely able to praise God. And only because of that ability to precisely understand God's Shevach could he do that. But for us, we're different. We're not able to have them. Therefore, it's better for us to do that. For us to ask for our needs first. The Chachamim say, Lok divrizev. Chachamim disagree with both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yezer. Ela shol adam tzracha b'shomei tefila. You should ask for your things, your needs, in shomei tefila. And the Gemara even says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'shol adam tzracha b'shomei tefila. You should ask for your needs in shomei tefila. So that was again the proof of against what Abaye said is that we're not looking actually as this is Nachum Hamadi's position, rather we're holding it because it's the Chachamim's position, and therefore in a certain sense Nachum Hamadi has been silenced completely. Again, his opinion is still there because it's one of the beautiful things of Talmud Bavli, even the minority opinions that we silence and squash, they're still there on the page, as Rav Kook says in the introduction to his writings on Shemitah. He talks about that. The reason why that's done is because for later batei dinim of chachma vinyan to look at these minority opinions, perhaps to use them to change the halacha later on. So Amar of Yehuda Brei of Shmuel Bar Shila Mishmei de Rav. So teaching the name of Rav. Afal pi she'amru shol adam tzracha b'shmei tefila. So even though we said that's true, you should ask for your personal needs. So as you look in the Siddur today, it says, you know, before you finish up shmei tefila, by the way, insert here your own personal needs. Avol imbal lomar b'sof kol bracha bracha mi'in kol bracha ubracha omer. So, however, that's not the only time you can ask for personal things. When it comes to each of the brachos in Shmon Esrei, depending on the theme, for example, in Rafainu, you want to say, you want to ask for healing, or Chonin El Nadas, ask for wisdom, it's appropriate in those to also add it to that. So not only is Shomei Atila is the time for personal requests, but so too every bracha, as long as it's the same theme. Amr Bichia, Barashi Amarav, another teacher named Marav. Afa Bisha Amr Shol Adam Sracha Bashmeat Tfila. Again, even though we said the focus of times for personal requests should be at the time of Shmeat Tfila. Emishal Chola Batoch Beso, Omer Berchas Cholim, Vimtsrach Parnasa, Omer Berchas Hashem. Same thing, a similar idea, just I think more a specification of that. Here are examples where if you need, again, there's a Chola, say, you know, Rifainu. If you need Parnasa, the same Bracha, etc., etc. Amr Shua Ben Levi, Amr Shua Ben Levi taught, Afa Bisha Amr Shol Adam Sracha Bashmeat Tfila. Another teaching in this regard, even though we say petitions of personal nature are in Shomei Tfila. Nevertheless, Aval Imbal Lomar Achar Tfila. So, if you look at Seder Yom HaKippurim Omer, however, afterwards, which is the genesis of the Tfila of Elokai Netzor, you can have a whole long ceremony, just like the Slichos of Yom Kippur, to add also. Meaning, not only can I ask, meaning, I think that actually transforms our understanding of Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei can be a petitional bracha about our own personal needs. Every single bracha, as long as it's the same theme. In Shmo Mei Tefillah, we're sort of like the collection of all of our personal needs. And then afterwards, it should also end off with our personal needs as well. So now we've finished the second Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. So now the third Mishnah. So some of it should be familiar, and some of it will be new. So Ve'elu Adem Shal Duchavim. Here are some of the big pagan holidays of the pagans. Kalanda, the Saturnaya, the Kartisim. So what are these things? The Gemara's going to explain, but we'll just focus on them right now. Kalanda comes, I think, the word calendar today, I was reading somewhere, actually comes from the word kalanda. It was actually like the Rosh Hashanah, so to speak, the beginning of their year. So the New Year's of the ancient period. Saturnalia, so what does that sound like? Saturn, right? So that was actually the holiday. It was celebrated on December 17th. It was the holiday of Saturn. If you don't know, you know more of your Greek pantheon than your Roman pantheon. So Saturn is Kronos of the Greek pantheon. Yeah.
Could kalanda have anything to do with the word calendar?
That's what, yeah, I was just saying that, yeah. So yeah, so it actually it comes, right. So yeah, so it comes from that. Kartisim, so apparently Kartisim is on the 1st of August, and where does it come from? That it celebrates the date that Augustus conquered Alexandria. Okay. What other were some pagan holidays? Yom Genusa Shal Malkeihem, the day of the anointing of their kings, and it would be celebrated year after year by the children. The Yom HaLeda, the birth of the king, so the birthday of the king. The Yom HaMisa, and the Yahrzeit of the king. Divrei Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Havachachamim Omrim, they disagree about which particular days of, like Yahrzeits basically, were pagan holidays. Kol Misa Shishba Srefa, Yishba Voskochavim. The Sheimba Srefa, Imba Voskochavim. So there's a notion of like a funeral pyre, and they would sort of like burn certain things. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, second parak about kings, talks about this. That those days when there were these funeral pyres, however you pronounce it, those were days of pagan rituals, but when that was lacking, there was no pagan rituals. Avayom tigalecha zikno ubulariyaso. So now we're going from a more national kingdom to more personal holidays of pagans. The day they would first shave, apparently that was some sort of big holiday when he became a man, but also bulariyaso. So ever seen like, you know, Anakin Skywalker with his rat tail? Basically that was like the style of the time. So when they would do that, it became like men, that was a day, a personal holiday for pagans. Yom Sha'ala Bo Min Hayam V'Yishyotza B'Yivis Asurin should be familiar to some of us, because that's when you bring a Korban Todah, when they were freed from prison or they survived a dangerous journey. And when you're making a chachasana, you're making a simcha. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Einu Asur Ela Oso Yom V'Osa Yish Bovad. So when it comes to a personal individual's holidays, so only that day is prohibited, only that person. It doesn't become a much more communal thing. So now the Gemara continues and says, something we saw before earlier, Amar of Chanan Barava Klanda Ches Yamim Achar Tekufa Saturnaya Ches Yamim Lefnei Tekufa. That Klanda takes place 8 days after the solstice, and Saturnaya takes place 8 days before the solstice. Why not say Saturnaya first if it comes early on the calendar? Where it says, there's a mnemonic of Simanech Achor Vekedem Tzartanim, that it was first my back, then my front, you afflicted me. So it's an mnemonic to remember that, at least in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah puts Klanda first, that Klanda is after the solstice and Saturnalia is before. Tan Rabbanan. So what's the source of these holidays? This is maybe familiar to you because it's a very similar Gemara to the Gemara about Chanukah. Is that Lefi Shara Adam Harisham Yom Shemismad V'Holech, that he saw after the Yichid that days were getting shorter. So Amr Oili, oh, woe is to me. Shema B'Shvil Shasarachti Olam Chashoch Ba'adi. Perhaps because of my sin, I destroyed the world and now it's getting dark because of me. V'Chozo Tovo. And we're returning to, we are returning inexorably towards chaos and the void. V'Zuhi Misa Shignus Alai Minashamayim. And when the Torah said, when God had said, you will die, this is what they're referring to. Amad V'Yashav Ches Yamin B'Tanis U'B'Tfila. So therefore, as a response, he sat for 8 days fasting and praying. He saw the solstice pass and he saw these start getting longer. So he realized, Amar, this is the custom of the world, that this is a natural occurrence, it's not my own punishment. So what did he do? Halach va'asa shmuras yam tovim. He went and made 8 days of celebration. Lashana acheres, because again, this is the same language used in the Gemara Bachanaka. The next year, asa le'elo el yam tovim. So now he turned the 8 days of fasting and the 8 days of celebration to now 16 days of celebration. Hu kavam l'shem shemayim, v'hein kavum l'shem morosu chavim. The Adam, our dear old dad Adam, started them off as days of holiday of Rosh Hashem and serving God, and now they became days of paganism and pagan worship. Let's go a little further. So Gemara says, wait a second. Because we know it's Machlokes. When was the world created? Was it Tishrei and Nisan? So Gemara says, Bishlam al mandam rabbi Tishrei neva olam, yom ezut echaza, yom erichta akati lochaza. If the world was created in Tishrei, so he had seen short days, but he hadn't seen long days. Because again, from Tishrei onwards, days are getting shorter. Al mandam rabbi Nisan neva olam, but according to the mandam rabbi says that Nisan, when the world was created, hachazale yom ezute, v'yom erichta dehave. He's seen both. He's seen long days, he's seen short days. So why would he be confused thinking that his actions have destroyed the world? So Gemara says, I think it's a very interesting, weak answer. The Have Zute Kulehai Lochaza. He didn't see these short of a days, because we know that as we head towards the solstice, the nighttime gets much, much, much longer. So that he had some sort of thought to think that he was in a way responsible for that. It's interesting that we're learning these Gemaras now when we're going to be changing the clocks on Saturday night. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Yom Shniv Rabo Adam, a very similar story about Adam, what was created, Adam Harishon, Kiev Sheshakala, Vachama, Amar Oili Shabashvil Sarachti, Olam Chashach, Ba'adi V'yachzar Olam Latovo. Again, has the same thing that, it's getting dark that night, and it's my fault. The reason why it's getting dark, the reason why it's not illuminated, is because of my sins. The world's going back to chaos and the void. And Vizuhi Misa Shanikasalim and Shemaim. This is what God had promised about me dying. So Yosheb Tanis Ubocha Kol Halayla. Therefore, he sat and he was fasting and crying and praying to God. The Chava Bocha Kenegdo, and Chava was crying. Everyone there was beseeching God to forgive them. However, what happened the next morning? Kivin Shalala Amar Hashachar Amar Min Hagu Shalomhu. So he saw, realized it's just this the way of the world, not as a punishment. Amar V'Hikriv Shor Shekarnav Kol Min LeParsotav. He got up and he offered a shore whose horns preceded its hooves. Now, when would that have happened? So he says, "Shneimar v'titav l'Hashem mishor par makrin mafris," that my beseeching will be greater to God than a par who has horns and hooves. Well, obviously, every shore has horns and hooves. So what could be talking about? Says Gemara, must be the first shore that was ever created, huh? Well, though that its horns were created before its hooves were. So, Ram Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shor Shikriv Adam Harishon. Here we go. This is the source of the unicorn. Karen Achas Haisalo Bemitzcho. It had one horn in its forehead. Shemar, the pasuk says, "Vetitav LaHashem Mishor Par Mikarin Mafris." So, wait a second. Where it says Mikarin Tarti Mashma. Karin implies two. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Mikaren Ksiv. It's a Greek tiv. We read it as Mikarin, so plural, but the way it's written is Karen one. Should we stop here? Stop here. Okay.